The Brooklyn-based band Guards make their cafe debut today, and their debut album, In Guards We Trust, comes out today as well. The group is a four-piece led by Richie Fallon, who is the brother of Colts singer Madeline Fallon. And in fact, Richie spent some time touring with Colts when their first album hit big in 2011. Richie's first band was The Willows, and they were on the soundtrack to the Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind film. Guards have added a string section to the lineup today, and they start the session off with Not Supposed To. The wall of sound that is Guards, live in the World Cafe studio with one from the album, In Guards We Trust, Not Supposed To, as we are getting a chance to talk with Richie Fallon about this band and about the evolution of all this. First of all, Richie, wait a minute. I thought Guards was a four-piece. What's going on here?
We just thought we'd do something special for such a special show.
Wow. So if folks are listening at all closely, string section.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
And we added an extra guitar player.
Yeah, so three guitars.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Sounds fabulous.
Yeah.
And it's only one drummer, although, you know, you guys really fill up the room.
Well, it's gone into all the mics, too. So.
Yeah. So I'm sitting here and I'm watching you guys play, and this is the same feeling I get from listening to you know, the singles when they came out and then the album, is I can't decide if you're the kind of guy who really wants this to be meticulous or if you're the kind of guy who really wants to bash it out.
I think a little of both, especially on the album.
Yeah.
We're trying to blend the two.
Talk a little bit about Willows, because not everybody knows that band, which was your initial band?
That was my first band. And we put out our first record in 2001. And we're like garage punk band. And I was 18 at the time. And we our identity kind of formed through Michel Gondry, because, you know, he took us kind of under his wing. And ever since he got involved, it was like we kind of got national exposure, and he wanted to be like our Andy Warhol, mm-hmm. you know, and we'd be his Velvet Underground.
Explain people who he is.
He's a video director. Most people know him for video directing, but now he's a film director. He did Eternal Sunshine and The Spotless Mind.
And Willows had a couple songs on that.
Yeah, yeah. And he's done a bunch of stuff.
And so are you trying to say that some of the aesthetic of that band had to do with him more so than you? Or
I think that he just helped us get, you know, recognition.
Right.
Where he put us on a soundtrack, basically, and he had a dream about us, so he flew us out to New York and paid to make this video for us, you know, and hooked us up with a record label, and he just had a big hand in.
Right.
I feel like when people think about the band, that
they
kind
of him.
Link.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's not really a straight line from that to Guards, because I mean, your sister's band is in the middle, and you played some guitar with Madeline and Colt.
Yeah.
And people love to compare the two, and I'm not sure how valid that is.
Yeah, it's really a weird thing. I think I saw a really funny, like, review where it was making fun of the fact that every single review starts out with, you know, brother of Madeline from Colts. And I mean, I did play in that band, and she's my sister, so there's that. But musically, I think we do two way different things, and other than the blood running through our veins.
Well, I was actually going to ask about your parents. Was there music in your... I mean, the two of you doing this, you know, there's got to be some connection there going back a generation.
It was our stepdad. He actually... he started White Zombie, and he was in...
I should have known this.
Paul Kostabi. And he was like, you know, he was in a punk band before that called Youth Gone Mad, and he... was then in a band called Psychotica, and they were like, they did a bunch of huge tours. Like, my first show was seeing him open up for, like, it was Lollapalooza 96, and they were on the main stage. It was like Metallica, Soundgarden, Ramones, Devo, Screaming Trees. And, you know, he toured with like Iggy Pop, and his best friend was Didi Ramone.
Oh, wow.
You know? So we had that growing up, and, anytime we wanted to record anything, he would record it for us, and he's still involved. He helped us a lot on our album, and he helps Colts too. Like, they're recording vocals with him right now. And then my mother, she manages Colts, and she managed Willows for, you know, 10 years.
Oh, well, very few people we come to have this kind of a family. It's usually, my parents don't know anything about music, that kind of thing. Well, I'm really happy that you have sort of the expanded group here today. But there's a song in here I really love, which is Ready to Go.
Oh, awesome.
And you didn't bring it seems like the kids' chorus. That's the only thing you didn't bring.
It's actually not a kids' chorus. It's us in the band. It's just my register that I sing in is a lot higher than the rest of theirs. So they're like really pushing it, and I think it gives it that kind of vibe, you know?
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, can you do that one?
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
That's ready to go. That is Guards playing live for us today on the Cafe from In Guards We Trust, the new album. And there were a couple of, as you mentioned, EPs and singles and things that came out. How do you feel about doing an album versus releasing music that way? Because the way people consume music today is really so different.
Yeah, it's weird, you know, because we are... It seems like it's just all about content. You have to keep putting stuff out. And we initially, I don't think that, you know, the singles and EP, you know, you can get attention from them, but people don't take it as seriously as a,
yeah, no, totally,
as a full length. So we did that for a while, mainly because I just wasn't happy with where the album was at. You know, we had a bunch of different versions of it, and it just took that long, but we wanted to keep releasing stuff, and that's why we did it that way. And I think it just kind of built, you know, as long as you're releasing music, you know.
Tell me about Silver Lining. Was that one of the earliest things you guys did?
I'd say it was, you know, somewhere in the middle, and I didn't really think that much of it at first. And the more and more people I played the record to, they were more drawn to it than I was. You know, I'd play them all the songs in my room, and then they'd be like, go back to that song.
Is that nerve-wracking to do that for people? Or are people pretty nice?
It's weird, you know, because we didn't have a label at the time yet, so it was a bunch of, like, different A&Rs coming over, and then they, you know, yeah, you don't know what they're thinking, but... Well, I just tried to erase that from my mind and do what I wanted to do, and, you know, regardless of whether this label would want to put it out. And then, you know, the weirdest, like, some of my favorite labels came to us and loved the record, and I'm like, I just for some reason wouldn't have ever thought that you guys would have been into it, but then the labels that I thought would be into it weren't. You know what I mean? So yeah, it was a big, long, weird experience.
Well, beyond, people talk a lot about Guards being kind of a blog band, and I don't know if the people who put out blogs can be equated with the people who are A&R people, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel like
because they're more fans.
Yeah, but they're also, in my opinion, they're like the new A&R. You know what I mean? It's like I saw what happened with Cults, whereas like all these blogs. That's how they ended up getting the, you know, deal they got was right. Through some writer, you know, loving it, or a blog loving it.
Oh, it happens all the time, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, can you do Silver Lining?
Yeah.
I assume it's still in the set list.
Here it is. We'll be right back.
Silver Lining finishing up our set today from Guards. Thanks so much for bringing everybody in today. I'm honored that you brought the string section in.
Yeah, anytime.
Guards are guests, and we shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.